You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. We spoke with Mike Triplett back at 12:30. The big news when it comes to your New Orleans Saints looks like Teddy Bridgewater turning down a bigger deal to play with the Dolphins, possibly start to come back with your New Orleans Saints. What more of your opinions here coming up here after next segment? Latavius Murray and the Saints agreeing to a four-year, $14 million deal. About 3.6 is the average. That means Mark Ingram's eight-year deal, could it be possible? I mean, eight-year run, could it be possibly over? Sean Fazan, Fox 8, said around $4 million was the Saints' offer to Mark Ingram. It looks like the Ravens remain the front runner there. Join the intern, nothing latest there. It also looks like Le'Veon Bell's not out of the running with the Ravens as well. So Murray and Ingram, both 29 years old. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in about 10 minutes. Ziggy Ansah, fifth round pick in the first round, 2013, top pass rusher, has visits scheduled with the Bills and Saints per various reports. Ansah is recovering from shoulder surgeries at defensive end. Cam Wake, also another name. A lot of people throwing out there to keep an eye on it. We'll go through all the free agency news as well. We've talked Pels and Bucks, 7 o'clock tonight. Giannis in town at the Smoothie King Center. Our thanks to Bert Winkler and also David Grubbs talking a little Bucks and Pels. Now time to talk a little more basketball on the prep side of things with Tony Clark, head coach of the Class 5A state title winning Thibodeau Tigers. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Thanks for your time this afternoon, Coach. Has it set in yet that you're a state champ?
Yeah, I think so. It has. I mean, just the calls and the congratulations and it's not in. For sure.
How many pictures have you taken with the trophy? Be honest.
Not a whole lot yet. I set it in the front office of the school so everybody can see it, and eventually it's going to get to my office. So I'll take some pictures there.
It's funny how you started with that in terms of so the school see it. It's the first time ever, right? You guys have won a state title. How important is it, do you think, for the school and just obviously the reaction for all the students?
Yeah, I think it's probably more than I actually thought. You know, just looking about how the community came together to support us, and, you know, that's the reason I left it in the office. You know, we get visitors in. I just kind of want everybody to be a part of it, you know, so they can see it. I saw a lot of people taking pictures of it. So it's big. It's huge for our community.
You know, Coach, sometimes, and I'm not going to say we get jaded, but we cover pro sports. So we cover, you know, whether it's pay for players, whether it's this guy wants to be here or not. And then you go down to this level here where you just see all the emotion there of March Madness and all the teams and all the different games that are going on, the Burton Coliseum, and what it means to those players. Not every kid may play at the collegiate level. For a lot of them, it may not be. For some, they will, but just having that experience is something that those kids that you have, those Tigers, you can't ever take that away. They're a state champ.
And it's a lifetime memory. You know, I think everybody who played sports in the high school level have some memories of, you know, they got the ultimate memory to say that they were a state champ, something you can say for the rest of your life.
One of the things, too, Coach, your team earned it. I want to say the last three games, right, especially semifinals and finals, you guys didn't do it the easy way. You got to come back in the second half in the deficit to win it.
Yeah, and that's just a tribute to the kids. You know, we work hard throughout the season. And I always said we seem this season to play our best game, best ball in the fourth quarter. And I think conditioning, just the way the kids work, have a lot to do with that. You know, we finished both of those games strong in Lake Charles.
70-60 to final there, but for a team to finish strong and to have that sort of character, you rely on a couple of players, right? Whether they're captains, whether they're seniors, or whether they're just guys that communicate it well to take what you want, and they got to have that will and way. Because at the end of the day, it's them dribbling the ball, it's them making the plays on defense.
Yeah, and that's what we say. You know, we teach them, we coach them hard during the year. Game time, that's their time to perform, and you know that's what they did. You know. For this team, it's not like we relied on one player. You know, we had five players who scored double figures. Wow. You know, which is, like I say, that's a coach's dream. You know, any night, any one of our players could go for 20. You know, and that's actually, that's hard to prepare for, you know, for opponents.
You know, when you take a look at it, you're talking about having that much contribution from the team. Did you expect to have that kind of team going in the beginning of the season? Like, when did it kind of maybe pop in your head, hey, we can maybe make a run here and get to Lake Charles?
Well, by middle of the season, you know, because I would say by middle of the season, we had every starter go for about 20. And I don't think I've ever had that, you know, since I've been coaching. You know, usually you got your one or two main scorers and, you know, role players around them. But this team was just built a little different. Now, thing is, we weren't real big, so that always concerned me. You know, teams with a lot of size gave us trouble. But we were able to score the ball. You know, my teams are usually built around good defense, and this was a really, really good defensive team. Mm-hmm. But just having that ability to score with so many people, you know, that helped.
What do you think is the hardest thing, now that you've gone through it? You've had, you know, not a lot of time, but really, what do you think is the hardest thing that you have to go through or you have to do in order to win a state title?
I think it's for each player to buy into their role. Now, it's usually the hardest thing, but it wasn't hard for this team because mm-hmm. everybody bought into their role pretty easily. You know, like I said, with the ability to score with so many kids had was one thing, but you know, defensively, we had our better defenders who always knew their role. You know, we had our two main rebounders. You know, that's good when one person is not forcing shots. Where everybody, you know, the next guy is open, you give him the ball and let him take the shot. You know.
Coach, seeing one of the some of the photographs that were taken as well at the end of it, not just in your game, but a lot of the different games that were played there too. I said it a little bit earlier again, when you cover pro sports, you kind of get – not jaded, but just it's so nice just to see the raw emotion and just joy that sort of happens. You know, it's kind of cool just to kind of go back to it and knowing what it's like to have to fight and go back through it and
yeah.
You know, and do it, right?
Yeah, and it's cool. And I guess one of the cool things is because, you know, everybody really says I'm not very emotional. Which I'm not. You know, it came out of me that night. You know, uh-huh. it's almost like a big relief once it happened. You know, you work hard. And that last week is rough, you know, because you want to make sure you got your team prepared for everything. You know, you don't want to miss anything. So you didn't sleep a whole lot that week. You know, and once it happened, I mean, it was great.
Well, the Twitter banner that you have on your Twitter profile page, at Tony L. Clark, I invite people to go check it out. You look a little happy there when,
yeah,
when you're about to.
I was happy. And I was probably the first or maybe the second time I actually raised my hands up so quick. You know, usually I clap a little bit, congratulate my kids, and, you know, move on. But like I said, that was it. That was the ultimate.
It was pretty cool at the end of the little presser you guys had afterwards. You know, player wanted to thank you. It's mm-hmm. Look, I'm not anywhere near your level of things of that nature. I've done, like, Little League and playground coaching stuff, and I enjoyed it. And I did it well before I even had a kid. I honestly mm-hmm. enjoy the little things. Like, one thing that just stands out in my mind is one kid that literally struck out the entire season. The entire season.
Yeah.
And we get to the championship game. We had a pretty good team. And sure enough, you know what happens, right, Coach? That kid yeah. is at the plate with two out, bases loaded. We're down one. Mm-hmm. And it's his at bat. He hasn't made contact the entire season. right, Coach? I mean, this is how it works. Yeah. Coach, you know what it is. And
yeah.
he gets a hit. He knocks in two runs. He doesn't even know how to get to second or run it. He's going nuts, and I'm getting choked up thinking about it. Because as he's rounding first, and I'm at the third base coach, I see his mom and dad just losing it. And mm-hmm. he doesn't even make it to home, and he runs. See, I'm about to tear up here. He runs straight to his mom and dad, doesn't even get to the base, and just they're so proud of him. And it's one of those things that I love about sports that you just can't get. Uh-huh. So when a kid thanks you like that after the game, man, it had to mean a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, in fact, me and his dad talked a little while ago. His dad's a high school coach as well. And that's actually one of my favorite moments, you know, that part. I, you know, and being a coach, you love the actual game. But just seeing them kids mature and grow up, for me, that's what it's all about, you know. And his name's Rashad Robinson.
Yep.
Just to watch him from his first year to what he is now, mature, you know, becoming a young man. I mean, that's what it's all about for me.
Yeah, I miss it. I'm looking forward to it. Mine's two years, 3 months, so not there at yeah. practice time just yet. But I'm not going to lie to you. I might have him run around the yard before he wants snacks. You know, it's always time to train, Coach, and you're enjoying it now, man. But obviously, you got next season to get into, and you'll have a little bit fun. But, Hey, man, congrats. I just want to give you a little time to kind of talk about the kids and talk about the accomplishment. First ever championship, man, for you guys in the basketball program.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, at Tony L. Clark's the way to follow over on Twitter. Don't laugh at me. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
It's a nice moment when he didn't.
You get me choked up a little bit.
He didn't touch. I mean, if he swung, it was an accomplishment. He was nervous.
So it was like Chicken Little.
Right, because look, when you start getting to 9 and 10s, you know, it's you're facing the pitchers, not coach throwing you the ball. He would not, I mean, as far off the plate as possible, and just wouldn't. And, you know, I mean, everyone bats in the lineup, and, you know, there's part of you, because I had just started coaching, and I'm like, oh, this is an out. I mean, you know, you have to, but it's not about winning. And that's some of the things that sometimes when you're a playground coach, you have to remember. You know, for that 9, 10-year-old kid or 11, 12-year-old kid when you're doing that, you can really hinder or grow the love of a sport. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go into professional athletics. I never did, but man, I enjoyed my time playing playground ball, trying out for Brother Mark. You meet friends, and quite honestly, I am a huge proponent for athletics because I think it keeps you out of trouble. If you got something to do, and more importantly, your parents, you know, if you can be a part of it and you're taking them to practice and you're watching them and you're a part of it. Look, I'm going to coach Carver. I'm going to learn soccer, you know, with Kenny Farrell from the Jesters. I already told him I need to go to class with him when he gets involved with that. Derek Dillette over from Big Easy Sports and Baseball. I mean, my gosh, Dykeman and all of those guys have come through his system. So I'm going to be there. So I'm going to be with my son growing up through sports, and those are moments and hanging out in the car, driving to games and stuff. I just think there's so many benefits from that. You learn how to lose, how to fight, how to, you know, set a goal and sometimes come up short and make it stronger. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. I love coaching. I do. And I
was
miss
never
it.
Good at losing. Always had to win.
Well, there's ways you can motivate yourself in order to do that. But also understanding, hey, we did as well as we could. And sometimes if somebody else is better than you, it stinks. But, you know, I mean, that's life, because that's how it happens. I love playing sports and coaching. And I love it. So I can't wait. Got to wait 3 more years, I think, for T-ball or something. I don't know. I'm ready. I'm ready for Coach Gus to come back. I'm ready.
Yeah, I miss those days.
I do.
I miss playing baseball.
Yeah. I do. I remember when school ended, you know, and it's time to go play ball. I mean, I couldn't wait for practice. I liked practice because it was playing. I mean, you're playing games. You're getting at bats. You're doing all the, you know, and now I get it. You have different places you can go and get extra work and extra coaching and everything. But, dude, 20-some-odd years ago, it wasn't like that, you know, 30 for me. I mean, so I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. But, yeah, Lakeview Playground was where my coaching career started. And that was the moment. I'll never forget. I'm telling you, it was the championship game. Coach Bagwell's team. It was great. It was a magical moment. I mean, won by the kid that literally never swung the bat.
Could have been a 30-for-30.
And I just flat out told him, just, dude, just count three. You know, three misses. It's 1, 2, 3. It's a 3-step count. From the second they start the windup to the second the ball leaves his hand at 3 swing. And, dude, he ripped it up the middle, over second base. I mean, he didn't know what to do. We're like, run! No, he didn't kiss his lips and point to the sky. They hadn't got to that point yet. But, no, I'm telling you, it's like, run, and he didn't know where second. I mean, it was incredible. And then right after that, just – yes, I know. I would have gone in a concession stand too. It's incredible. I remember those nights. I love those nights when mosquitoes go everywhere. You got the termites. Like, and when you win, you get a free drink, you know, at the concession stand. I miss little things like
that.
Well, you know, you would have at my playground. But I don't know. I miss that. I think there's something pure about it like that.
I'll never forget my picture in the newspaper once
we
won.
Oh, see, yeah. I never got in the paper.
Once we won.
Yeah. Like I said, it's little things like that, man, I love. I absolutely love. And I still, look, again, I'm 43, and that happened when I was 22, 23. And I remember that day like yesterday. I was so happy for him. Have no idea if that helped. I don't know, but just if you can just taste success and achievement. And it was incredible to see the rest of the team just hug the guy, you know, afterwards. I mean, just he was the hero. He won the game. He won the championship.
All right, guys, don't start balling on air.
I need a break. We come back. We'll talk a little bit more. 800-998-1003. Rest of the hour. It's open to you. Phone calls, tweets as well. Let's talk about Teddy. Is this it? Is this Breeze's final season? No numbers yet, right? Have you seen? I haven't seen any numbers.
I haven't seen any numbers
as to how long Teddy Bridgewater is going to resign with the Saints. I haven't heard. And your thought to Mark Ingram, is it over? Some Saints fans are upset, begging the Saints to correct this. People are upset that they're letting Ingram walk and chose Murray. Let's talk a little bit about this when we come back to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Want a car or truck? Over 230 used cars in stock
at below market prices.
Go to GregLeBlancToyota.com and shop now. All used cars are fully inspected and come with a free Carfax and low, low prices. Shop now online or in person at the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore. For New Year's deals, you won't want to miss. Hurry in to Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore and save big for bigger savings and better deals. You gotta go to the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore in Houma on Hollywood Road, where you're the star.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Nothing hurts my mom, that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN. Or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun Banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So where do you stand? 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA on Mark Ingram. Ravens, Pre and Rappaport and several others discussing a potential deal. Seem to be the favorites for Mark Ingram. Again, Ravens, Bears, what was it, Lions? Oh, there's one more team that I'm missing. Packers were the teams reportedly yesterday that were interested in the services. Look, the deal before was 4 years, $16 million. So it was 4 years. You had to imagine you wanted a bit of a raise. Now, how much were you willing to pay to go up? Sean Fazan, Fox 8. Tweeted earlier, it was around $4 million. Now, is that below four? Is it slightly above four? How many years? Saints gave 4 years, $14 million to running back, same age as Mark Ingram, now three seasons less. Ingram's 29, 8 seasons in. Murray, 29, 5 seasons in. 1,000-yard season with the Vikings. Ingram, 2,000-yard seasons with the Saints. 6,007 yards total. In his 8 years, Murray in his 5 years, 3,698 yards. 899 attempts to get to those yards. Mark Ingram, 1,321 attempts. Look, I think it's an impact, obviously, in the locker room. We've seen Michael Thomas pray that he comes back. We've seen other, you know, what, Cam Jordan. I mean, say this one's going to hurt, that he becomes family with some of his teammates. They come and go into this one's going to hurt. I get it. I do. Brian Adola, he's tweeted the long list of players the next couple of years the Saints are going to have to pay. A lot. Including Lattimore, who's already joining the intern, tweeted several times, man, these guys out there getting paid.
He's rubbing his...
Yeah, exactly. Michael Thomas, same thing. With all these receivers that got signed yesterday, Beasley. I know he was one of the guys that you were looking for. Cole Beasley. 17 mil up front, 14.4 signing. 4 years, $29 million. John Brown, another receiver, 3 years, $27 million. Devontae Parker staying with the Dolphins. DeSean Jackson reworks his deal from that trade with the Bucks to the Eagles. 3 years, $27 million, 15 guaranteed. In the first 2 years, 18. So that's 9-9. Again, the Saints are just north of $3 million cap. But I want to hear from you, Saints fans. Do you think it diminishes the Saints' chances? Because I said yesterday on the show that if he and Alex Okafor leave, is this team still a playoff team? And look, when you look at Tyrann Mathieu, 3 years, $42 million, that's 14 a year. I know, Jordan, you wanted Tyrann Mathieu. Were you willing to say that the Saints should have paid him $14 million? And you're Kansas City, you're what away from a Super Bowl? A respectable defense. So when you see a lot of these teams, like the Lions, spending money, Trey Flowers, 5 years, $90 million, 56 guaranteed, 40 when he signs on the dotted line. Here's a check, $40 million. Lions leaving the Patriots. Those teams have got to make those big splash moves. The Saints, do they? Do they not? I don't know. 800-998-1003. I think they're a playoff team. And as Mike Triplett tried to calm down, join the intern here, he said, hey, look, you have an established roster. You have a good roster. You don't need to go out there. You're not making those because you have a good roster. I mean, to your point, right? A call, a hanky, yellow hanky away from the Super Bowl. Well, that means you're a good team. You won 13 games. You would have won 14 if you would have played your starters the way you needed to against the Panthers. If you wanted 14 wins, it was there to be gotten. 14 out of 16, quite possibly. You could have won last year. Now, I understand you could also play the game. Well, some of those games, you know, the Benson breath at Baltimore, that could have been a loss. Joey, the kicker for the Browns, if he connects on any of his field goals, that could have been a loss. I get it. Drew Brees gets tackled inside the 5-yard line instead of spinning out of two Falcons at Atlanta. That could have been a loss. I get it.
Taysom Hill blocking.
I get it. Yes, at Tampa Bay. That could have been another loss. You know what? I just went Jordan the intern. You're right. It's over. Everybody else making moves and the team could have lost 5 games. You're right. Yeah.
See?
You're done. It's over.
It's over.
It's time to go get KC jerseys. Mahomes, we trust.
Just like that. Mike Triplett's little thing.
Just like that. There it is. And there's the appropriate music as the Saints in day two of free agency have taken what kind of step back? 5, 6, 7?
How many games could we
have
lost?
A wall step back?
How many games could we have lost last year?
Oh, at least five. Yeah, five or six. Five, there seven. You go. It's over.
Over.
It's done. Hey, thanks for bringing back Teddy Bridgewater. That'll help you beat the Rams, right? Is that how you're feeling?
Maybe.
Hey, Latavius Murray, all right. That'll help you beat now the 49ers. It's going to be okay, Jordan, I promise. It's going to be okay.
Better be okay.
It's going to be okay. 800-998-1003. I want your opinion, Saints fans. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Is this the end? I mean, is this kind of the official, unofficial end of the Breeze era? I mean, for him to
you're telling me everything's okay, but then you're following up with the, is this the end?
I mean, if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, I'm probably having had that discussion, don't you think, by somebody?
There was definitely a discussion.
I would think there'd been a discussion of some sort. Just saying. I mean, we've talked about, well, when that day happens. Well, when a guy that possibly could go try to be a starter somewhere is back with you, it kind of maybe also tells you. What?
Pro Football Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeted out a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saints want Dez Bryant back.
There he is, savior.
And Dez Bryant replied to that
yep.
with a Saints emoji.
Saints emoji.
Or a Florida Lee image.
At this point, Dez Bryant would just be happy to have anybody want him. I do think he wants to come back to the Saints. Ben, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
I was just wondering, what do you guys think about Teddy's position long-term? Do you think he's a placeholder for a couple of years until they could draft somebody? Or do
yep.
y'all think he could be mm-hmm. the long-term replacement to Drew? I mean, how do y'all feel about it?
Yeah, I'm right there. I keep calling it the bridge quarterback. And when I mean bridge quarterback, I'm talking about the quarterback that at some point
that's kind of
he eventually do that.
Bridgewater.
Yeah, see what I – yeah. And see, but here's the thing. How old do you think Ben, how old do you think Teddy Bridgewater is?
27, 26.
Yeah, he's 26. November 10th. So he'll turn 27 this season. Drew Brees is almost 40. So that's 10 years. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like you could almost look at it and say he could quarterback for the next 10 years.
How old was Drew when we got him?
What is he in? Hold on. Man.
I think he was drafted 2003.
I'm going to have it here in a second. Threw me. So he's 40 now. And what was he? He was in his 20s. Yeah, actually he was. I remember talking about this. He was the same age. Same, yeah. 26, 27 when he started with the Saints. Because last year we talked about how Bridgewater and Breeze actually the same age when they joined the Saints.
And weren't they drafted around the same position? Wasn't Teddy Bridgewater like, you know, first pick of the second round or something, or late first round when he was drafted?
Teddy?
Yeah.
I think he was earlier in the second round. Yeah, first pick of the second round. First pick of the second round, 2001.
Yeah, that was Drew. What about Teddy?
Yeah, that's Teddy Bridgewater.
No.
I'm sorry. Sure. I'm sorry. No. Never mind. That's true. Trying to think when Teddy was drafted. I want to say, was it first round or was it second round? Yeah,
he had
first round.
Horrible pro day.
No, first round for the Vikings. First round with the Vikings. Pick 32. He was the last pick.
Okay, so it pretty much. So you see the parallels here, you know.
Right.
Not
right.
that, you know, Drew Brees has come a dime a dozen, you know, because mm-hmm. they don't. But I mean, you could definitely draw some parallels that. You know, he could be something, you know, and everybody's going to point to the last game of last season. Let's be honest, none of our starters were playing. So he was playing with, you know.
He had two starters on the offensive line that literally were not on the team the week before. Like, they signed them and then started them.
But the Panthers were so depleted, though, you know, it was just like, you know. But, I mean, you know, you got to give the kid some reps with, you know, the players that he's playing with.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys have a good one. I'm getting back to work.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. Do you think this Bridgewater decision is being underrated? Like, is this a big splash move? If he's your quarterback after Drew Brees, think about it. You're keeping your next big quarterback. I mean,
well, if Sean Payton said this is our quarterback for the future, like, then it's definitely
at is everyone's talking about the big money, you know, Flowers getting and Matthews. I hear you, but this is almost quietly to me. If you think that he's going to be the guy next year and for the next possible 5 to 10 years, it's kind of a big move, isn't it?
Well, he is your next quarterback.
To me, there's no other way to look at it. There's no other way. Again, I haven't seen any numbers or any years attached to this. I might feel differently if it's a year or two deal, right? But what if it's a 4-5 year deal with some money attached to it? That's for sure. But I definitely do think it's a big move. He's definitely your next quarterback. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Do you think that means this is it for Drew? Does he announce it? Does he come out and say that? Does he say, hey, look, maybe I can play another year somewhere else? But if you're the Saints, you keep going to literally there's nothing else coming out of that arm. You know?
I think how the season plays out affects what Drew does. So if like,
so you think he like hasn't said, made that decision like yet? Because weeks. That interview with LaDainian Tomlinson last year at the start of training camp was very telling. And throughout the season, he said, I have had that discussion with my wife, and there's a date, we know what it is.
He's had the discussion, but
yeah,
it's the discussion also in health, how this season plays out.
I think we all agree, right? Yeah. We all agree, Saints win it.
Yeah, in an easy fashion.
He may say it as he's hosting the trophy, right? If he wins.
Four more years.
Did you watch the end of the season? Stop it. I didn't mean it like that. I just... The era's coming to an end. It just is. Father Time. Undefeated. Sports Hangover continues next. 800-998-1003. Want your opinion, Saints fans, on Teddy Bridgewater, Latavius Murray, Mark Ingram, the works. Are you happy with the lack of moves that they're making? Do you understand? Or are you like Jordan? You're upset. You're bothered. You want more moves. You want moves now. The Lions are championship moves. Everyone else is making moves except the Saints. We'll talk about that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on Royal Street has become a New Orleans favorite with its delicious Southern Coastal cuisine and its over 50 craft beers on tap. And now, when you travel to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you can visit their new location inside the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi.
This is Deuce McAllister from Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Looking for a fun and inviting dining atmosphere to watch your favorite games? Stop by my newest addition to Boomtown Casino Biloxi, Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Escúchame, it is Dan Levitation, ESPN Radio.
Big Baller Brand, Stugatz. Have you read what happened with Big Baller Brand? We're familiar with their work around here. How long did it take for the shoes that we bought from LeVar Ball for a couple of listeners to get here?
Well, we're still waiting for the actual shoes we ordered. We got replacement shoes that we didn't order about 10 months later.
We got shoes that were different from the ones we ordered. I forgot about that. All right, but have you seen? They've clearly been able to clear up all of their problems. you know, and you got to allow a business to find its footing and find its voice as the install is being made. However, people who put down $200 for sneakers in the Amazon age in October were told that they would get them in early 2019, which is now, but have now been told May 1st they're coming. So in the Amazon age, if you want to be a big baller, you've got to wait damn near a year to become one.
The Dan Levitar Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Again, this is what it is with the internet. Seeing several tweets out there that it looked like Mark was looking for eight a year. Getting close to a deal with the Ravens. I mean, were you paying Mark Ingram $1 million? And look, Teron Armstead, read Teron's Armstead tweet, Jordan the intern. Because Cam Jordan.
Just had it up. Wait, let me.
Look, Cam Jordan's come out and said, look, this is tough. It's going to hurt. He's family. And I get it. Michael Thomas, same thing, a lot of people. Teron Armstead, what do you say?
It's really tough for people on the outside to understand Mark's value. He brings energy to any room he steps in. Plays with fire that's contagious to all of us. Who dat for life?
I get that. I do. The thing, though, is, right, with all of this, and you only have so much money, whose money is he taking? For the Saints players to say, hey, pay him, okay?
What's wrong? Would you like to take a pay cut?
Well, who's taking less? Again, the Saints are going to have to pay probably $100 million to Michael Thomas. It's going to be 90 or more. So who's getting it? Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore, Ryan Ramczyk. Do you keep Unger? I mean, do you re-sign Cam Jordan coming up in a bit? I'm just saying, you know, Sheldon Rankins is going to want a deal. Von Bell, Marcus Williams.
I'm just saying,
it's great.
My heart.
It's great when people, you can say, well, Gus, it's only an extra $2 million.
Yeah, that's
give him six. And then I went through it and I said, like, again, I get what his value is in the lock. I do. But I'm also reading to you the last half dozen games, 52 yards, 27, 52, 63, 35, 28. I'm just, with this offense, you get what I'm getting at? Is that $5 million? Is that $6 million a year for you? And I understand Teron's point here. You know, his overall value can't be just on stats. I 100% hear you. But at the end of the day, there's a budget. There's a budget. This team needs pass rushing. This team probably needs help up in the middle of the D-tackle. Ziggy Ansah? Mark Ingram. Well, Gus, I mean, you're paying $4 million for Murray. Just below it, 3.6, right? You were paying four. That's $400,000. So you're basically, whatever the budget you had for that running back last year, plus $400,000. Now, that's over 4 years. So you're saving a little. Look, I get it. I understand the value of it. And players are going to feel certain way because they don't want them to go. But at the end of the day, look, Mark Ingram can also say, fine, I'll go. Again, Sean Fazan, Fox 8, said the offer was around $4 million. Now, was it three-something? Was it Latavius Murray money? We'll give you 3.6, which is less than the money that he made before. If he wants eight, they're nowhere near. If he wants double of what he made, they're nowhere near. And I know you Saints fans love you some Ingram, apparently now. Because remember, a couple of years ago, you wanted him gone. You thought it was a wasted draft pick.
If he wants $8 million, I'm saying deuces.
I mean, if he wanted double of what he's making, I mean, it wasn't going to be here. I mean, you only have so much. I don't know. I think to me, it's a wise move for the Saints to basically get a player, at least statistically, somewhat comparable, right? I mean, it is. Stats very comparable. Now, his attachment in the locker room, I understand it's a big thing. And again, we have no numbers or no years yet on Teddy Bridgewater. Again, either or. Keep a guy that's great in the locker room or the quarterback that's going to say hut-hut after Drew Brees. Who's more important? Or if Drew can't go for a series or something, right? Who's more important? You better have a quarterback. I mean, that goes without saying. We can argue the benefits of having a better second receiver, third receiver, back tandem and pass rush. You don't have a quarterback. You don't have a prayer in the NFL. And don't call in and give me, well, look at these teams that won with you. They at least had a comparable quarterback, like Hostetler and all that. They had competent quarterbacks and great defenses. When people call and say, well, this team won with defense, they were a great defense. As in, like, they gave up 7 to 10 points a game. In today's NFL, you better have a quarterback. See the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, you better have a quarterback. The Denver Broncos. I mean, you go down the list. You can have great talent at certain. You don't have a guy that can make sense out of anything he's seen or make a single play, you're done. And you do not want to be one of these teams like the Broncos. Like, they're drafting quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, making moves for quarterback after quarterback, training for quarterback. If you legitimately think you have a guy that can go right after Drew, and again, we don't know what the numbers are. It may not seem like paying Mark Ingram another extra mil and a half is that big a deal, but what if that mil and a half over 4 years becomes four extra million that you can give to Teddy Bridgewater or Ziggy Ansah or somebody else that's not being reported? I don't know. I don't think losing Mark Ingram no longer makes you a playoff team. Cajun Goat wants to chime in. What you got, Cajun Goat?
Gus, wasn't Latavius Murphy, didn't he start with the Cowboys and then he went to the Titans after that, and then he went to the Vikings after that?
That's DeMarco Murray.
You're thinking of DeMarco Murray.
Oh, DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, he started with Oakland.
Well, he's just a big running back that the Vikings had.
Right, he started in Oakland for three seasons and then went to the Vikings for two.
Okay,
he had a 1,000-yard season his second year with the Raiders.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Again, I just look at,
that's probably, yeah, they're just looking for that hammer back like Mark was.
Right, look, I mean, Alvin Kamara's your guy, you know? Right? Alvin Kamara's your
guy. Yeah, for sure.
And as I keep saying, yep. I know everyone's saying, give me a second receiver. Well, you went out and made a pretty decent deal to go get Cameron Meredith. Now, last year was a wash. Fine. But you got him back. Let's see what he can do. Traquan Smith showed some promise. I mean, so I don't know. I just, again, if you don't think that trying to re-sign either Thomas and Kamara and some of these other guys eventually, I mean, it's going to be a big deal. I mean, look, you probably have to pay Bridgewater a bit. So, I mean, if he's going to be your starting quarterback, the going rate, you know, I mean, you're going to have to pay him. There's no numbers yet that have come out, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's a decent penny at least.
Yeah, I think this running back, he did some good things for the Vikings last year. He won a few games for them. Running the ball, so I don't think he got a bad back in him.
Yeah. Cajun Goat, what about Teddy Bridgewater?
I like it. I like it. If he wants to stay, I love a guy that wants to be here. I mean, that's all you want is somebody that wants to play for your city, somebody that wants to play for the team, you know? That gives you a big boost as a fan to begin with, you know what I'm saying?
I think also
guys that want to stay and guys that want to play.
More importantly, too, some of that young nucleus, like Michael Thomas, saying they love him and want to play with him and want him to be here. So the guys that he's already working with, if they like him already, like I said, it's as close to an Aaron Rodgers situation you can get. If it's the year after this, that's two full seasons of work. That's two full seasons of learning the offense. and that's time for Sean Payton to now start thinking of what kind of offense he will run. I mean, he's got a couple of weeks here to maybe think of some things to, okay, this is how we're going to run things, you know, when Teddy plays. Sean said that.
I mean, it just shows how, it shows you how smart Teddy Bridgewater is, that he finds a system that fits him. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks don't get a system that fit them. This system fits him, so I think that shows how smart he is. It's like, you know what? I can do real good things here in New Orleans with this type of offense. And that's a big thing, Gus.
Sounds good. Thank you, Cajun Goat. Talk to you soon, bud.
Right,
appreciate
bud.
It. Yep, for sure. Quick break. Final segment. I have no idea where 3 hours went, but we're almost done. Matt Moscone, after further review, is up next. Got one more segment here, though, on ESPN New Orleans.
Everyone could use less friction with staticky carpets, ow, tight pants, and your engine. Thankfully, a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $24.99. It reduces friction, which means better performance for your engine. That's Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic, now just $24.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Ouch. That's his third travel of the night. Normally, I get on this guy's case for being a complete numbskull. But tonight, I'm chilling.
Stephen A., what's gotten into you?
I know. Usually, I'd be off on a rant right now, but I gotta tell you, this Vivid Seats thing has got me completely changed. Tickets are 100% authentic, and I got these great seats yesterday on the Vivid Seats app. Stress-free, you know.
Wait, what are you doing? You put mayo on my hot dog? What's the matter with you?
There's the old Stephen A. we know.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1.
Forgot to mention Craig Robertson, 2-year deal, just north of $4 million. So a little tune some change for him. Don't forget Chris Banjo as well retaining. And look, I understand it. That might not mean a lot to some. Craig Robertson, you remember when the Saints started out a little rough last year? Remember I told you the story? I was at Walmart right after the game. Wife's like, let's go. I'm like, you know how it is. Well, you know, you don't yet. You'll realize.
I don't know.
You'll realize real soon. Just like I did coming back from the tournament this past week. I hadn't landed.
Well, yeah.
Time to go to the store. Oh, absolutely. I was spoken for the next 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
I'll take the extra amount of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You take care of the kid.
It was, I got stuff to do. Yeah. Here's Carver. Knock yourself out. You guys can handle lunch. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I remember going to the store after that game here at home in which the Saints lost. And, man, everyone wanted Craig Robertson to start, remember? Craig Robertson was the key. And when he saw more time, things turned around a bit. I think, look, they erroneously and quickly changed the whole linebacker by committee, you know, alternating. Once they figured out where DeMario Davis should play and all that did start. But, yes, Craig Robertson back with the team as well. 2 years, $4 million, just north of that. That was yesterday. Again, trying to get a quick overview of what else has gone on today or anything latest since then. Now, one of the things that's interesting is Donovan Mitchell. You know who that is, huh, Jordan, the intern?
Yep, Jazz point guard.
Whew, is he good. So we played the Russell Westbrook situation from yesterday and what the fans said. And he made a statement to The Athletic in which he said the following. I am personally hurt by the incident at the game on March 11th. As a black man living in a community I love and playing on a team that gives me the opportunity to live out my dreams, this incident hits close to home. Racism, hate speech hurts us all. And this is not the first time something like this has happened in our arena. The Utah that I've come to love is welcoming and inclusive, and last night's incident is not indicative of our fan base. We don't want to create a negative reputation for athletes who potentially may want to come to Utah. I want to thank my team in the NBA for quickly responding to this hateful incident and for helping to make our arena a place where all fans and players are welcome. I join other players in calling for all teams to take a stand. We should not be subjected to hate speech or racial acts at any time, and definitely not in our arenas. Over the coming months, I will work with the team, my teammates in the league, to help make our arenas and our communities more inclusive and welcoming. That includes bans on hate speech and racism. I don't have all the answers by that, but this offseason, I will work through my foundation, Spida Cares, to take a closer look at race issues across this country to see what I can do to help combat against racial inequality. I'm asking all of you to join me in this process, because when we all stand up and speak up, change happens. That's so beautifully written and spoken. And again, it's one of the things we always talk about, the NBA and its attachment to youth and its attachment to connection and community. You know, I mean, like, they're encouraging that. You watch later today if you don't see something from the NBA or Adam Silver saying what you want to do, right, and do that. The NFL, man, just it seems like two completely worlds away from leagues, man.
They lift up the rug,
man,
and they just sweep the dust underneath.
NFL arena. Oh, he was drunk. Well, just limit beer sales to the third quarter. There you go. We're all good.
We'll start throwing this stuff in the closet and hurry up and close the door before
everything falls out. Nothing to look here. Pre-game show's now 5 hours. 5 hours. How about that? Good pre-game show. What about there? It's true. I mean, it really, it honestly is. I mean, how awesome is that, though, for that young man?
For a player to become an athlete.
Yes. And he didn't accuse anything. He just said, you know what? We got to be better. We got to be better everywhere. And that's what I said in the segment a little bit ago. I said, what are those rules and standards? You know what's right and wrong. You know? Especially if you're going to fork out the money it costs to go to these games. Make it enjoyable. Make it enjoyable.
I think another thing we have to do is stop, like, promoting these people. There's all these retweets of that video of the guy.
Well, I think they did that to hear his side and his take, you know? But
and then we're making it a big story, which it should be.
Well, I'm making it a big story because, look, when you see him go off like that, and he lost it. I mean, he lost it for a bit.
Right.
He's like, I'll mess you up. I'll mess your wife up. You know, I mean, he lost it. But again, none of us, unless you're in that situation. I mean, I might get hate text, or Joey might get a phone call, Gus is a bum. That's fine. I can't imagine what they get 41 nights a year. You know? I mean, I don't care for Noodle Arm because he's a Falcon, but I don't go online and, you know, wish ill upon his family and kids.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Boo, Noodle Arm. Yes. Falcon Hate Week, we call it. Yes. We want them to lose. We laugh when they lose in the last second. Yes. But, you know, I've never attacked Dan Quinn's family or, you know, things that
wished harm upon.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you know.
Exactly. Maybe
I don't mind when Noodle Arm gets up limping a bit every time.
Or maybe get, like, catches the flu.
The Falcons are a whole different thing. Matt Moscone, and after further reads up next, thanks for tuning us in. See you tomorrow on ESPN New Orleans.